What's up, everyone? My name is Alana, and welcome to another episode of Creativity Caught the Podcast, where being creative isn't just something we do for fun, but rather it's our way of life. How's it going, guys? And how are our creative projects doing? I really hope that since the last episode, you've been able to tap into your inspiration and make good progress on everything, because I know that it is not easy. In last week's episode, I talked about how I've been stuck in a creative rut for the past few months, but I think that I am finally starting to get through it, and if you're going through something similar, I hope that you do too. And on the topic of working on creative projects, today I want to talk about the biggest project I've ever taken on, which was writing my first novel. It has hands down been the most in-depth, challenging, yet creatively fulfilling project of my life. And when I was first starting out, I scoured the internet to hear about other people's experiences, see what works best for them, what I could apply for myself, etc. And my hope is to maybe share a new perspective or give insight to the whole novel writing process, because at times, it felt really daunting for me. For some reason, I kind of always thought of writing a novel as this mystical thing that somehow people did, but felt a little bit unattainable for myself. There is a whole process to it, plus a lot of trial and error, but that's why I find it so interesting to talk about. So without further ado, here is my experience writing a novel. Are you ready? Because I wasn't. Okay, first I want to give some context. When I started writing this novel, I was literally a baby, 15 years old in my freshman year of high school, which is absolutely wild to look back on now. But I actually didn't write it alone. At the time, I managed to convince one of my best friends, her name is Amanda, to co-author a book with me, so we actually wrote it together. And I was so surprised when she agreed, but also so excited. And we actually ended up working on this book for all 4 years of high school. Real quick, I can say that genre-wise, it's essentially a rom-com with some darker undertones. It's told from two perspectives. We kind of decided that it would be best if I primarily wrote one character and she primarily wrote the other. And it does have a temporary title. It's kind of strange. We call it Farm Book, which is funny because with every draft, the book is less and less about a farm. I had randomly named the Google Doc we were using freshman year that, and it kind of just stuck. Anyway, in a lot of ways, Farm Book became my life. I wanted to eat, sleep, and breathe it. And I kind of just realized, how much I enjoyed writing, but also, on the flip side, how naive, I guess you could say, I was in my actual writing abilities. It quickly became clear, after the first draft of our book, that a lot of things weren't working. Funny enough, I did not write like Shakespeare at 15 years old. Weird, I know. And my knowledge on how to properly tell a story was super limited. I was a baby attempting to write a character older than myself, trying to teach her lessons that I didn't even understand yet, because I hadn't gone through that life experience yet. And so it was midway through our sophomore year when we decided to go back to the drawing board, wipe the slate clean and start over. It did feel a little bit sad at first, not gonna lie. We have this whole book and we have to toss it out the window. But there were some salvageable parts, for sure. It just took us longer to realize what our story needed to be. But this idea of starting from scratch did not end here at all. We did this for, essentially every single draft of our book. Rewriting it, changing the plot, using bits and pieces from this, but turning it into something completely different. However, I can confidently say that with each draft, the story got stronger, and it also changed my perspective on the idea of revising. It is okay to start over sometimes, and maybe necessary, even. The other, main formative thing about writing this book in general is that I had my co-author and friend, Amanda, with me. And co-authoring is literally one of the coolest things. You always have someone to bounce ideas off of, to brainstorm with, to keep you on the right path, all of the things. It comes down to that phrase, two minds are better than one. In this case, it really is true. But I also remember that when we first started, co-authoring was literally the hardest thing to find information about in terms of everything. So we were basically figuring out what works best for us from scratch. Remember how I said that we ended up scrapping our entire first draft? It could be because the entire summer after freshman year, all we did was text about the book. Like, didn't pick up the phone once and actually talk. And listen, there is a lot you can accomplish over text sometimes, but I don't know if plotting a book is necessarily one of those things. So, you know, figuring out how to best communicate with each other took time, especially when COVID hit, because we didn't physically see each other in person for months on months. There were a lot of hours-long FaceTime calls. Like, I'd say to my family that I was getting on a call with Amanda, and they would just be like, see you at dinner, or see you in a few hours. But honestly, I didn't mind at all about working over the computer. We used Google Meet a lot, so we could screen share, and honestly, it worked pretty well. So well that we continued to do it after we graduated high school going into college. Amanda and I were in different states with different time zones, though. Not drastically different, 2 hours, I think it was, but different enough. Plus, we both had assignments, jobs, all of it, and scheduling out specific time to work on the book was, like, super huge for us. Especially because, like, if it was 10 p.m. for her, it would be midnight for me, and, like, vice versa. Well, maybe not vice versa, because that's not how time works, but you know what I mean. And I will say that there were several times over the last few years where life happened and we took breaks. Between going through high school, college, and growing up in general, there was a lot going on sometimes. Also, not only were we trying to figure out our own personal writing styles, but we had to figure out the other person's because we're writing the same book and we want it to seem cohesive enough. I mean, we want our characters to be different, but overall, you don't want to read the book and feel like it's super jarring going from one person's perspective to the other. And, you know, in learning our personal writing styles, we also had to figure out how to give each other effective feedback to make our personal writing styles really shine. And that, I would say, was probably the most challenging thing, was learning not only how to receive feedback well, but also give effective feedback. Because without both, moving forward and making progress is hard. Like, there's a huge difference between saying, oh, I really liked this part, here's what we can do to enhance it or make it better, versus, I wouldn't have written it like that, you know? Which is very, like, not conducive to a healthy creative environment. All of this being said, however, my absolute favorite thing about co-authoring, and maybe just creation in general, honestly, is when one of us would suggest an idea and the other person would somehow come up with something, building off of that, to make it, like, 10 times better. Alright, so the last thing I want to talk about is where the book stands now. Currently, Amanda and I have 5 drafts of our book completed, which is super exciting. I really feel like the plot is as strong as it's ever been, and so are our characters. But right now we are in one of those breaks I was talking about earlier, because Amanda has been on a trip for a little while and she will continue to be on it for a little while. However, before she left, we got our 5th draft printed out as if it were actually a real book, which is the coolest thing in the entire world because we can read it and experience it like a reader would. And I just find that so satisfying. Also, right before she left and within the time of this break, I have learned so much information about storytelling that I feel like is very different to how I approached it before. I actually graduated film school a couple months ago, and it taught me so many different things about story elements and structure that I didn't even realize, like, could be applied to novel writing. I think there was this one book we had to read called Save the Cat by Blake Snyder. That book was eye-opening, guys. He teaches you about the 15 story beats that, like, every story should have, which is so much better than that weird, like, mountain thing, step thing that they try to teach you in elementary or high school. You know what I'm talking about? It always have, like, your opening and your middle of the story and the end, and that was it. But stories are so much more complex than that, and this book, like, really showed me that. And then I found out that there was a Save the Cat book for novels by a woman named Jessica Brody, and it literally breaks down all of the pieces. Honestly, I totally recommend reading these 2 books for anyone out there who's, like, looking to write a novel, because it really provides such a unique and fresh perspective on how to structure a story. Right before she left, Amanda and I used the outline in Save the Cat Writes a Novel by Jessica Brody to write our fifth draft of the book. And that was when all of the story pieces finally clicked into place. Like, it only took us a month to write that draft, which was the fastest that we ever did, which is so cool. And part of why I am so super excited to keep using it whenever we pick the book back up. Okay, guys, that was my experience writing a novel. I kind of just wanted to talk about, like, how I felt during this journey and what some of the setbacks were, but also what some of the accomplishments were versus, like, how to write a novel. Because when I was first starting out, like, there is so much media and educational videos, especially on YouTube and everything, that will teach you how to write. There are so many classes that you can take. But when I was starting out, I wanted to know, like, what am I getting myself into? You know what I mean? I don't think I thought writing a book would be as time-consuming as it has been. And I also don't think I thought it would be as rewarding as it has been. And just the whole idea of it and the whole process and experience has so many pros and cons that I think all of it should be talked about. And then, you know, there's the unique aspect of co-authoring, which, like I said before, there's still really not a lot of information about. So I kind of just wanted to get on here and just share what it was like for me to write this book. If any of you listening are on a novel writing journey, I really wish you all of the best. And I want to know, like, how has your experiences been so far? Did you see a lot of similarities and differences between yours and ours? Because it's so interesting that, like, everyone has a different experience, but there's always something to be learned, which I think is so cool. Anyway, if you've made it this far, I want to say thank you so much for listening to this episode in full. A quick shout out to freesound.org for the intro music, and all additional attributes can be found in the description. I'll see you guys next time. Bye!